Today's listener essay is by Maggie McDonald.
I like things clean, but I'm not a person who lives to clean or likes to clean. I used to have a cleaning person when I worked full-time, but I could not justify it when I switched to part-time work, and that is when the standard was lowered. Where we used to change the sheets every week, it now went to every other week. Bathrooms were also moved to the every other week schedule. The cleaning for the cleaning lady syndrome was also dropped. You know this scenario, where you tidy up so you won't get dropped by the cleaning lady for being a total slob. This was very important, especially if you shared the cleaning lady with your friends. What will the neighbors say? Or worse, your enemies? All your dirty little secrets would be aired and shared. Papers like rabbits would accumulate on the kitchen table, and sometimes we had to clear spaces to eat at the table. I was so busy, and so was my family. But the major truth is that, although I had been well trained in the art of cleaning, I was a graduate of my mother's cleaning academy, I hated it. The only time I liked it was when it was done, and I could look at how things sparkled and how orderly it looked. So any cleaning that happened became tied up with entertaining. If we were having people over, which could mean everything from a full-scale dinner party to one of my son's playmates for the day or night, it meant an all-out cleaning attack. It became an opportunity to clean and straighten the house. My family was marshaled into action whether they liked it or not, and my sons did not always have the same view of the situation. Oh, Stephen doesn't mind if the family room's not picked up. He just wants to play my new Nintendo game. Aaron can sleep over, no big deal. We don't have to change the sheets. He can use my sleeping bag. That's what I do when I go to his house. Oh no, that would not do for Mom who likes it clean but hates to clean. Now we're all going to help. Turn off the TV and let's get moving, I would yell above the TV sound. With a lot of cajoling and bribing, if you want to go to the comic store, you'll help. We mostly got cooperation and our house cleaned up. My husband, the engineer, liked to have order, but as a microchip engineer, he was often more caught up in minutiae. He was great on dishes and the wet jobs in the kitchen, but sometimes he would insist on giving the toaster a thorough cleaning that could be very time-consuming. As shift foreman for operation cleanup, I knew that we did not have that kind of time to devote to one small task. A quick once-over with the dishcloth and shoving it neatly in the corner was what was needed, and saving the big clean for another day. But convincing him was not easy, as he was equally stubborn. In keeping with Management 101, I had to pick my battles so as not to offend or lose the help. I would just try and make the time up some other way. The younger troops did not always fall into line. One occasion when my younger son had come home from school and was planning on becoming one with the sofa and TV, I was on party deadline. My bunco group was due in 2 hours and I was behind in my preparations. I had planned that he would assist me. In true adolescent form, he stated, "Your failure to plan should not affect me." He looked at me with conviction. Sometimes when you hear the truth, it stops you in your tracks. He was right. I had not planned very well, and now I expected him to take up the slack for my poor planning. For a few minutes, I was silent, thinking, and then it came to me. Yes, I was not perfect, but neither was he. There were many times when he asked for help, and yes, at the last minute, I had readily jumped in and lent assistance. Yes, I will admit it was not without a lecture about planning. And that is why when I heard his words, I knew where I'd heard them before, from me. And hearing your own truth spit back at you can be uncomfortable. But as a mother, it was comforting inside to know that I'd been heard. Yes, you are right. My failure to plan should not affect you. But there is one more thing to that. We are family, and we help each other when we want to and sometimes when we don't. He thought about that and then proceeded to list the price he would extract from me for his effort. At the time, I willingly agreed, knowing that this lady who hates to clean needed to keep all her helpers on the team.
Maggie McDonald, a psychotherapist for many years, now writes essays, memoirs, and fiction, and lives in Clifton Park, New York. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.